Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We won. Glazers out. Say we won. Glazers out. Manchester United back in action after the international break. They are at Anfield against Liverpool in the Big Sky game this afternoon. It is, I don't know what the weather's like in Liverpool, but in Manchester, it's hammering it down after a period of nice weather. But, it's hammering it down, and it'll be interesting to see if our players are up for it. I think Liverpool is getting similar weather. I'll have to check when the game kicks off. But the United team is out. It's a very interesting... very interesting team news. A team news that I'm not sold on, but at the end of the day, you have to, the manager picks the team, and then it's what, essentially, like we've taught, that's cheap. It's what happens on the pitch with these players. That's the key, and then they'll need to step up no matter what team is. But the thing that irritates me is the fact that we picked the Brentford back three, basically, in this side. Yoro is on the bench. There's a back three of De Ligt, Harry Maguire, and Luke Shaw. The wide players are Ahmad and Dalot, who is on the leadership team. Ridiculous. As I say, if I'm Cesco and I'm wondering and he's telling me what to do, God knows. Midfield, it's pretty much a standard midfield now. Bruno Fernandes and Casemiro. One, a player who's struggling to play that position, but is capable of doing good and bad things in Fernandes. And Casemiro, who will be leaving the football club in the summer, you might think he might consider another player possibly in there. But to be perfectly honest, Casemiro will probably stay on the pitch until he's booked, and then he'll get hooked off, because that's sort of how it works. Because as I say, that Chelsea sending off a shambles. Whether you agree with it or not doesn't matter. It's just the player of his experience getting sent off the way he did. Just clueless. But we do have thick footballers in regards to football intelligence at this football club. And then with the front three, interesting, Sesko is put on the bench and he's playing what is being called a more mobile front three of Cunha, Bainimbumo and Mason Mount. I think there will be interchange in regards of who's playing sort of left as a 10 or through the middle. So that's sort of the front three. A bit harsh on Sesko, but I mean, you can sort of understand. You know, you go to Anfield, I mean, United, even with some of their best sides, I've been battered at Anfield. But this United team, the weak mentality, I mean, they beat Sunderland, apparently everything's all right. But we are back in the doom loop of some more bad results. Maybe not necessarily today, unless it could be more bad results. About the manager's job is on the line. I mean, Sir Rat coming out in the international break saying the manager needs 3 years. I mean, Jim, we don't need to have a word for you. I mean, it's embarrassing enough that United are in a worse position since you apparently took over the club as the lifelong fan than they were before when it was just the Glazers. The Glazers have screwed you over, Sir Rat. But don't worry, they're nice people, as you said. Another ridiculous comment to make when he didn't need to make it. So he said that before he took over the club in his trying, because obviously he's getting the media on side. But in regards of Anfield as well, I mean, United are actually unbeaten in their last two appearances at Anfield. They lost the 7-0, which is something I don't like to talk about. I mean, it was 0-0 just before half-time in that game. I mean, yeah, disappointing. As I say, typical, had to be Cody Gakpo, the guy we should have bought instead of buying Anthony. It's just ridiculous. Anthony, oh yeah, you know, such a slave, having to hang around that hotel room at the airport. Do one, Anthony. Off you go. I mean, getting rid of him. I mean, some of the best thing that they did in the transfer window this World Cup to Bordeaux was getting rid of players. And hopefully, we've got rid of Anthony. We'll be getting rid of, hopefully, Rashford. Pay the money, Barcelona, and Nana. Hopefully we'll have a good time, and we're able to at least get our PSR value, which is just under 20 million, I think, for him. But we are unbeaten at Anfield in the last two games, a 0-0, where we basically went in as if, you know, we were sort of a team that played was going away at Anfield in the FA Cup from a much lower league. And then the 2-2 game where we played really well and probably deserved to win. Harry Maguire, as I say, just hit the target from that pass, but don't worry, Harry Maguire's English, so at the end of the day, let's blame the guy who passed him the ball because he's not even sure. But he should. I mean, Harry Maguire should just hit the target. You know, they could have got a win last year, but it was 2-2. You know what? I'd definitely take a point today before the game, without a doubt. I think going to Anfield for any team is a difficult match. I'd definitely take a point. You never know. You never know if we can get the win, but nobody was fired if we got a batter in as well. So we'll see how things pan out. I am just heading, I'd say, on my way to Linda's. We'll see how the game goes, and then I will be back post-match with my thoughts, and we'll see if Man United can turn up and at least back up the result against Sunderland with something. As I say, it's, everybody knows Ruben Amorim hasn't won 2 league games. I mean, I think who have said he hasn't won 2 games on the bounce. You need to make sure you mention league, because he has won. I think the most he's won on the bounce is maybe 3, possibly. So, and to be fair, the players will be up for it today. The players do seem to turn up when it's against certain teams, but you go away at Brentford and you can't be bothered to turn up. And if it wasn't for Brighton Deer, who obviously is a star, and I didn't mention yet, Senna Lammens is in goal. He has to be the goalkeeper now. Senna Lammens is in goal. If it wasn't for Bandier, that would have been 3 or 4 down and had no chance of a comeback against Brentford. But don't worry, it's all well and good. Andy Madley was on VAR, so everything was fine. As I say, Nathan Collins, I'll be following your season very, very closely this season. For the rest of the season, they've got West Ham tomorrow on the Monday night. I mean, wanting West Ham to win. Because the likelihood is that United will only be 5 points above the relegation zone at that stage. Actually, it might be 3, I think, if West Ham win. Because obviously they'll probably stay on 10 points after today. As I say, you go to Anfield, it's a difficult match. But maybe they can carry on their unbeaten recent record. As I say, maybe that 7-0 will be the nadir. And that will be like, we're not letting that happen again for a number of years. As I say, last time they won at Anfield, 2016, and it was a smash and grab job. Wayne Rooney, job done. Let's see if they can do it again, and we'll be back post match. So game over, and on the walk home, it's still raining, by the way, but it's finished. Liverpool 1, Manchester United 2. Was it a smash and grab? A little bit, but not. But I think United did do enough just about to survive. They had, you know, they were a bit fortunate with some of the chances Liverpool missed. But you're gonna need luck at Anfield, and you know, fair play to Manchester United. They survived and essentially an onslaught. I mean, it was literally attack. It was like a basket, a little bit like a basketball game. Although United couldn't keep the ball late on in the game. But United have got a massive. This is a massive result. But it has to be backed up. I mean, this is as big a result as when they went to Manchester City last season and won 2-1. They have to back this up and they have to keep going. And the manager, to be fair to him, I don't think he celebrated at any stage in the match. Unlike the fans in the stadium. And he talked about the fans afterwards and how they, you know, the fans sort of deserve this for the things that have happened. We know in football, you don't always get what you deserve. But fair play to the fans over Anfield. The sort of fans around the world. This is a fantastic result for Manchester United. And a huge, huge result. Which, you know, it's got to be a turning point. But in regards to the tail of the tape, United in the lead after in the second minute, Brian and Bruno. I mean, there were complaints about sort of a head injury. I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, Jamie Redknapp, he's had a bad day. Spurs lost and Liverpool lost. I mean, talking about, you know, nobody would have been bothered if the ref had blown for the McAllister head injury. Rubbish. Van Dijk did it. Get on with the game. Stop. I'm not saying that he wasn't injured. I'm just saying you play on. You play to the whistle. And the ref, who shockingly was Michael Oliver, maybe he's thinking to himself, yeah, I've screwed you over a number of times. And even though I do hate Man United, I can't really get away with that one. I mean, you never know. Maybe Andy Madley might actually do us a favour at some point. But it was poor defending from Van Dijk. Lovely little ball into a boomer from Ahmad after the collision. And then a good finish, but, you know, I think the keeper should have done better. If Alisson wins a goal, I don't think he scored that. He just sort of drilled it sort of through him. It was quite close to him. So United took the lead. Then sort of the game settled down, because it would say the game's not really settled down after sort of the first few minutes, but obviously if a goal scored, I think things do change. And to be fair, Liverpool, it got into the run of the game as we expected. United sitting deep, keeping very compact. Liverpool doing the majority of the attacking, but United just making it difficult for Liverpool to create anything. Most of the times, and I think Liverpool play on this, is the fact when United just gave the ball away in silly areas further up the pitch, and then they broke very quickly. United did that a couple of times. Cody Gakpo, you know, got clear, fated Van Dijk's shot. Thankfully, it hit the post. But United also had their opportunities, had a lot of space. I mean, there was one chance that Bruno Fernandes had. I mean, I'll tell you about what he did later on in the game just to save himself. But he had a poor game as well, Bruno Fernandes, giving the ball away, not being able to control the ball. I don't know what it is about Anfield. Maybe it's just Anfield at times. He's just not doing the thing he does. But, you know, he is a risk and reward player as well. And there was a lot of risk. And one of the risks was a shocking, shocking miss. Ahmad gets in down the left-hand side, down the right-hand side. He was absolutely excellent. Ahmad was sort of going forward. Cuts inside. Beautiful pass to Fernandes. Didn't need to break stride. He can't even hit the target. He can't even hit the target. He just needed to, I mean, for me, it's like, he should score anyway. But if he hits the target, at least you're thinking to yourself, the keeper's got to make a save, the defender's got to block it, there's got to be something stopping it. Like Maguire's, and we'll come on to Maguire later. Like Maguire's last season, just hit the target. You're a professional footballer. That was from like about 12 yards out as well. So much closer, but edge of the box, Bruno Fernandes, it was shocking, I'll be perfectly honest, from that. And that was a massive opportunity for United to double lead. Obviously, in a game, so it would have been time for Liverpool to get back into the game. But for United, let's be perfectly honest, a team that is garbage, but the amount of playing like the actual, I'll say, bollock. I thought you needed to say something. A bit of a say thing, mate. Because basically, we know you've set up the interview to just get some PR out. The fans aren't fooled by that. And as I say, a man who is a lifelong fan of this football club, and in the time he's been in charge, the team has got worse, and Liverpool have won the league, and you know, that leveled up 20v20, that's what you get for not actually piling in and doing it properly. But so the first half sort of it finished a goal up in the first half. But did opportunities to double it, or they also had chances. Gakpo, as I say, hit the post, but also had the opportunities. Salah had chances. To be fair, Isak was put through, but a great save of Lemenza. It was flagged for offside, but I don't actually know if it was offside or not. I think from the post-match analysis, it sounds like it wasn't offside. It was the flag went, obviously, had his shot, and a good save from Lemenza. You know, fair play to Lemenza. Lemenza does look better than Bayern Day, but is that difficult? I mean, anyone looks better than Arna. I used to be a goalkeeper. I'm going to be better than an Arna. Yeah, but let me not get into it. I'll just get into an Arna rant. But anyway, please do well at Trabzonspor. Please, Trabzonspor, pay us at least the PSR amount to take this goalkeeper off our hand. Please, please, please. So 1-0 at half-time. Then into the second half. I mean, to be fair, Liverpool weren't sort of piling on the pressure against Manchester United. There were still opportunities. Samble in the box. Good game. Is it in defence? There was some substitution made. I think taking Ahmad off was a mistake, but I also think that fair play to Arne Slot. I think he saw Ahmad come off and thought, right, I'm going to bring on three attackers, and then just go a little bit gung-ho, because United did not have anybody who could run with the ball at pace through the gaps that Liverpool created. So United were just clearing the ball away, and nobody was there, or the Sesko was brought on. But they weren't kicked towards Sesko, they were just kicked anywhere, basically. And Liverpool did equalise. Eventually, it was Cody Gakpo who had also hit the post in the second half. There was a corner cleared out. And Bruno, I mean, it was a nice little challenge from Virgil van Dijk. Ended up a little scramble in the box, ended up on the left-hand side. I think it was Keyes who put the ball in. And Gakpo I mean, he tried to miss it, but Gakpo put it into the net. He couldn't miss 1-1. And it looked like Liverpool were the team in the ascendancy. But United did go further up the pitch. Cunha, who for me, he should have been trying to get a shot in early. But he got the corner. And from that corner, crossing, well, it was a short one into Mbeumo, blocked. And then the ball from Bruno Fernandes, first time to the back post. Didn't give Liverpool time to set. And Maguire with the header this time, put into the back of the net. And you're thinking there, this is like less than 10 minutes ago. Well, I think it was 84th minute, I think it was 83 something. Massive, massive goal. Liverpool still got the pitch, and Gakpo misses an absolute sitter. Again, you know, you need luck in matches, especially at Anfield. And Gakpo should be putting that ball in the back. You look at that header. If that was the other way around, a United player, you'd be absolutely fuming that he's not. I mean, I talk about hitting the target. Literally, that's all he had to do, hit the target, and it's a goal, pretty much. But United survived that one. There were a few scrambles towards the end of the game, but nothing major that United do. Some excellent defending. Dalot actually managed to do some decent defending, apart from giving the ball away most of the time, which is what he pretty much did for the majority of the match, even on his right foot. So I mean, he's on the leadership team. I'll repeat, he is on the leadership team. But that Harry Maguire goal was a difference. Shock, horror, Sky gave him man of the match. Ridiculous. It's the xenophobic media. This is what we have. If you're English, you get a free pass. Cunha was the best player on the pitch in regards of United. Solid performance from him. He put his body on the line. Was a bit of a sneaky pregnant fish. I could say a strong word we're going to say, but he was. And then United need that. They need that kind of thing. And Jamie Redknapp, to be fair, when we talked about good characters after the game, and Bruno and Cunha are good characters. Mason Mount, by the way, he went off after 60 minutes, £250,000 a week, but can only play like 60, 70 minutes. It's embarrassing. To be honest, people will say that fluid front three worked. It worked with Mbeumo, couldn't you? Mount did absolutely nothing apart from miss one opportunity where I feel a bit sorry for him because he's not a striker in that position. But he can't play 90 minutes in case he gets injured. So as I say, on the amount of money that he's on, but he's not the only one that's on with money that they're not worth in the sights. And that's part of the problem with United, giving players money that don't actually earn the right of that money. People say, I could say the same about some of the Liverpool players that are coming, but you know what? They won the league last season. They can get away with that. They broke the British transfer fee essentially twice in the summer with Wirtz and Isak, you know, under Sir Rat, by the way. We are the lifelong Manchester United fan. Not. But anyway, because if you were lifelong with you, what was going on? You put a bit more of your money where your mouth is, or literally not put any of your money. You could play this for a ride, Sir Rat. But anyway, a massive, a huge win. The manager, as I say, hardly celebrated. His post-match interview was excellent because he basically was just, he was asked the question that he mentioned thinking about Brighton next week. And the interview was just like, oh, sure, you know, we're saying already you think about Brighton. This is an interview where that works for a company that'll be more than happy for United to fail next week at Brighton, which is live on their platform, by the way, because it will generate, people want United to lose anyway, but it will generate good clicks for them. And as I say, guess who's coming back next week and there's a bit of goal scoring called? It's Danny Welbeck. So, you know, that will be the aim, but we've got to stop, United have got to stop doing that. I've got to stop that. And Ruben Amorim knows this. Yes, it's two league wins in a row, and what a place to do it. Fantastic. But they have to back this up. What is the point of going to Anfield and getting a result? They're doing nothing. I can't remember what their result was after Manchester City last season. It obviously wasn't a win. It may have been Bournemouth 3-0, possibly, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But nobody would be surprised at all if Brighton went up there and got a result. But United need to step up. I think they lost last three against Brighton as well. At Old Trafford, maybe it's the last two, but they've lost the last four matches against. They've not got a great record against Brighton, home or away, in the last sort of three or four seasons. So United need to step up, and the manager knows this. And as I say, his post-match was excellent. He wasn't going ridiculous. He will celebrate, he will enjoy it, but he also knows he's got a lot of work to do, and he knows a bad result next week. Like, does this guy need to go? Brighton at home, Forest away. Spurs away. Three defeats in those, and nobody would be surprised if that happened. Well, then with this Manchester United team, the jungle drums up. Well, the drums will be there again, saying, "Oh, should this manager be sacked or not?" You know, and as I say, just before the next international break, that's where they can pay less to get rid of him. And this Manchester United, the people running the show, well, Sir Rat, who, remember, he makes no decisions about the manager. Garbage. He made the decision to sack Erik ten Hag. But the, you know, them players in that matter, too. I mentioned this West Ham game pretty much every pod. Still, it irritates me, and there's certain players that are still there. And as I say, the team that he picked, players who have let the manager down, that's there now, and the club down regularly. But they turned up today. But that didn't surprise me when they turned up at Anfield, because it's all great and good, because that's what you get, you know. The fans will be happy with you. But football, I'll be happy if they can actually start being consistent and perform as well as they can against Brighton. And remember, Brighton, home to Brighton is not the same as away to Anfield, where you know you're going to be under pressure, so maybe you have to set your team up as they are. So the manager will need to make sure his team is set up as well as they can for next week's game against Brighton, which will be a different kind of game. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.musglobal.co.uk, or the various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Pcast, Podchaser. Search MUFC Global and it will come up. So, an excellent win. Dennis did message just before half time saying he wanted Liverpool to win or to get a result, because it meant that United didn't go above Everton. And also, he's an Everton and Liverpool fan. But it has been a weekend. Manchester 2, Merseyside nil. They set up a little group which will go in abeyance. People can message on it, but we'll go in abeyance until the weekend of May the 2nd, 2026, when the return matches, Everton, Man City and Man United versus Liverpool, come in. Sorry, that's right, towards the end of the season. So things will be being decided. That'll probably mean a lot more than they have done this weekend. So as always, thanks for listening. I will be back after the Brighton game next week. Again, we're going to, but I'll be round at Dennis's before. He's 61 on that day. Sorry, Dennis, I'm giving you age away, but he's a good lad, but he needs to kick in sometimes due to his it's probably where they're gonna think, hey, I would say and as a D at the end, well, no, sort of an E at the end with less, I was thinking of hatred, but anyway, oh sorry, I'm beginning it, but anyway, as always, for the back to the Brighton game, a huge result for Manchester United. On to Saturday, and enjoy, but you're back track for the game against Brighton next Saturday. As always, thanks for listening, and I will return, hopefully with a smile on my face after the Brighton game. I hope to have a smile on my face before it. Maybe I'll go in, maybe a little bit more, with a bit more of a strut in my step when I walk into the ground, but I know what this football club is capable of and what has been going on at this football club since that idiot hashtag Dickhead Woodward took over as the so-called football lead. But anyway, there was like a film of the camera shot of Wilcox and Bravada towards the end of the game. They looked properly poker-faced and they weren't smiling. I think that's right again, because they know how much work is needed to be done at this football club to get where apparently we're supposed to be. Well, you need to work hard, you need to battle hard. They did that today at Anfield. Let's see if they can do it consistently for the next few games. Thanks for listening.